the present civilization. To get out of the glamour of that, to seek something other, independent. If it can peep in my mind, then I shall come to this here. Karma jnana jnana vetam. Intellect has no place. That is only to increase our egoism. In the case of finite, the inquiry is futile, it is foolishness. A finite, if a boy jumps into the ocean to measure how much water is there, it is ridiculous. So finite and infinite, the relation is such. And I want to measure the infinite, but don't go there. That won't fetch you anything. You waste your energy, you will be lost. Only through faith, through submission, through service, you can come in real contact with the infinite. All these methods, you must hatefully disperse, reject. That is the principal thing. The very definition of devotion is that. Karma jnana dhanavasam. They are not a part and a parcel of the spiritual life. They are all the cover, the foreign thing, and that must be given up, removed. We have to begin first with that definition. Then if we are satisfied, if it is possible, I want that thing, they will be bona fide student to this course. That infinite, finite, can never finish knowing infinite. This is impossible, this is ridiculous. So I seek the line of faith, Shraddha, regard, intuitive regard. If we can understand the reasonability of such attempt, then we should come to the devotional school. Otherwise it will be farce. Some may say, why Christ crucified? If anyhow he could avoid this and live some more time, he could do greater help to the society, to the humanity. Why he was so much obstinate and faced crucifixion, if some faced so. If he did not die so early, he could have done immense good to the public. Why he was so much obstinate to give offered his death, volunteer? But to increase the faith, he has done so. Faith is a very high power thing. Socrates, he also accepted mortality, remaining in principle, still stand there. The soul is immortal. Only for this he had to die. But the death has given a great impression to the people. Durable. So faith is a great thing. By death also, we can gain through faith. Concentrate whole of my energy in the work and not in the what it will produce. That. Then I will be a coward. Phale-sattva-nibodhati. If I calculate the results and go to do accordingly, then proper things I won't be able to do. I will be afraid of doing justice. I can't do what is considered to be the really right. But if it is possible for me, without caring the result, to concentrate me wholly, well, this is my duty, I must do it, independent of what the effect will be. Then the faith will grow in me that the environment where I am living, this is nothing. No importance, no value. Then only we can do such things. I do not care for this environment. I am only attached to me as duty and doing so. Whatever the result will be, that is, I don't care about no attachment for the present environment. I may be dying. Discharging my duty, I may die any moment. With this strength, one should have to do. So he will be automatically free from this present environment. Maya, misconception. He has no attachment because he may have to do his duty properly, he may risk his life any moment, in any action. But with that faith he wants to discharge his duty, then the attachment for his present judgment will at once have to retire. And he will be paid. When I came out from the college, I strictly observed this principle of Bhagavad Gita for some time. That I must speak truth, always speak truth, whatever danger may come to me, in this way, whatever I shall consider to be my duty, blindly I must do that, without caring any effect that may fall on me. My courage began to increase, and Himalayan courage I got. And I saw that the whole world, this great earth is like a ball of clay in my hand. Nothing. I came in consciousness with such a high force of the universe that this earth became like a ball in my hand. I felt it. That is Nishkam Karmayoga. Any eventuality, any danger I may face only at this moment. So I must be so much apathetic, of such a great degree, that I can do that. Every time, every action may have to face me with death, if I do rightly my duty. Any danger may come, and I must not care for that. So how high position my soul has to high position to take the soul. The atmosphere will be changed, very diabolical change, revolution is change in the house. Don't care for anything, only duty. And duty, how to understand? that is given to, by the scripture, and as much I can understand with my reason and conscience, that I shall do without caring for anything else in the world. No popularity, popular opinion, mainly prishtha, and this money, and anything of this, any valuable thing of the world, all got down below. Only duty, only sense of duty, whole concentration there. All else vanished. If we strictly follow that principle of karma yoga, karmanye vadhikaraste ma phalishu kadajana, ma karma phalo hetu bhu mati sangasta karmani, don't stop, but do your duty, careless of any result that may face you. So, a great position one can hold by strictly following that principle. It does not care for any forces of nature. The whole world may go one side, and he will one single energy. Karma Yoga. Mr. Gandhi, he followed to a certain extent, but his principle was, his object was some other thing. The political freedom of a limited people. That was his aim. But therefore his policy was that at every moment, without doing any harm to anyone, he wants to follow whatever he says, his inner voice. He stood by the side of his inner voice always, neglecting the popular opinion, anything else. But the object was not very high, according to us. That was only the political emancipation and for a particular group. That was a small object. A good means for the limited end. Means and end. The means was good, but the end was little. But the highest end is Krishna, according to Mahaprabhu, and means going thoroughly advanced towards him in a combined way. Go. And this is Mahaprabhu was Tinadavishumicheno. Be humblest, humblest, humble of the humblest. Tarura Vishveshana. But don't create any opposition to the environment. Still the opposition will come to you, and you are to forbear that. Amanina Mahanadena. Don't try to encroach on anyone's prestige. And this Mahanadena, and you will give prestige, proper prestige to everyone. With this attitude, you march towards Krishna in a congregation. That is his advice to us all. From the science to science, from animosity to love, and with this attitude you march. Attitude of your marching must have not any complaint, the least resistance. With the, you will have to face the least resistance from outside if you accept this type of attitude in your march. Tinada Vishunis, Tarura Vishveshnu, Homani Manada. This way you march.
There are many Brahminical rules and regulations, and Vaishnavas don't generally follow so many rituals and rules and regulations, but as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we follow some. So I'm questioning how much should one follow these, what should be the, how to ascertain how much to follow.
I can't follow.
He's asking, there's many rituals in the Brahminical culture. We have been given some by Sanatan Goswami. His question is, how much of these rituals?
That is for the primary students, rituals. The formality is mainly for the primary students. And as one will go forward, advance, the formality will be less binding on them, more independent for them. Three groups it has been arranged. This archan, and for the beginners, archayami varai jap pujan sadhai hati no tad bhakti shu chanye shu shabhakta plakata shnita. In the primary stage, some restrictions and the regulations in their conducts when they will engage themselves in the service of Krishna, the archan, the first group, primary group. They cannot have much faith in the devotee, but more in the deity and the holy places and the shastra, all these things, these formalities. But when they can realize the very nature of the spiritual substance, they learn to give more importance to the devotee than the deity. Because in devotee, they can find the real and the higher acquaintance of spirituality than in a deity or any material thing or material conduct. Then they comes in the level of a middle stage Vaishnava. Nodat bhakti si chanyesu sa bhakta prakita. Or majit slokta bhulayati. Archayami bhavai japu yang sodhai hati nodat bhakti Sābhakta prākita-śnita. Iśvare tad adhineshu bālīśeshu diśat-śuca prema-maitri-kripa-upekha jāk-karoti sāvaddhama. In the middle stage, the Vaishnava has got such signs in him, symptoms in him. Iśvare prema, his attraction towards the Lord. And friendship in the devotees, Ishvare tadadhineshu and balisheshu, and his sympathy towards the ignorant and his apathy towards the oppositionist. That will be the temperament of a middle stage Vaishnava. Attraction to Krishna, friendship to the devotee, and the apathy to the oppositionist, and the sympathy to the ordinary ignorant person. And the highest stage Vaishnava, sadhu bhuti su japasid bhagavad bhava mahatmana bhutani bhagavad. He will always find trace of the highest principle of the Lord. Bhagavad Bhavana, Atmanascha, and accordingly, what will be his relationship with that thing? Atmana, Bhutani Bhagavati Atmana. And everything he finds in him, and accordingly, what is his position there? Vice versa. The position of the Lord in the world and the position of the world thing in him. And accordingly, his adjustment. That is, that everywhere the connection of the Supreme Truth. That is the highest class of devotee. So, the Hari Bhakti class there and the other Smriti, the Shastra, they are for the lower class. And when they can understand the real principle, their position is Laukiki Vaidiki Vapi Yakriya Kriyate Guna. Hari Seva Anukulva Sakarja Bhakti Vistata. Whatever will be found favorable, whether it is social or religious, he will do accordingly, keeping his own principle intact. He will move with the people. That his inner wealth, devotion, may not be less disturbed in any way. He will do anything and everything, but always very alert that his faith may not be disturbed. If his faith is disturbed anyway by mixing with anyone, he avoids. And wherever he will find that inner capital is being increased, he will mix there in accordance to his own will. And that will be. He has come in direct transaction with reality, that is devotion, the Madhyamadhikari. And Iha Jasya Harir Dasya, that Uttamadhikari, another definition. Iha Jasya Harir Dasya Karmanamana Sakila Nikilaru. Whatever may be the circumstance and environment, he won't budge an inch from his principle. And he will do anything and everything for Krishna by thought, word and deed. He is already given to him and will do his service. Whatever the circumstances may be, favorable or unfavorable. Die to live. He always prepared to die to do his service for the Lord. That is the highest position. Without caring the environment. It's fully established there. It's all gone. Guiding principle, which will be our guiding principle, the sense satisfaction, or social welfare, this mundane, or to get out from this mortal atmosphere, for which and what will be the symptom of what I want to invite as my guardian, as my friend, as my everything. The practical things, what for I am living, I am breathing what for, I am eating what for, I am working what for, thinking what for. Every second, every energy should be used in the inquiry of my Lord. By losing whose company, I am suffering so much. Knowingly or unknowingly, we are searching for the perfect thing, but we are misguided, that is Maya. We are seeking, searching for satisfaction, in the lowest stage, some satisfaction, then intellectual satisfaction, then this soul satisfaction, what is desirable, soul satisfaction. Permanent satisfaction, not temporary and conditioned satisfaction. Not external satisfaction, but innermost and wholesome satisfaction. Nati vidu shartha gati hi vishnu, Prahlad Maharaj says, those that are hankering after this external satisfaction, they do not know, can't detect that their internal hankering is for the substance, not for the cover. The cover is connecting with the cover, but the internal soul, he is searching for the touch of the internal super soul of the whole world. Without that, no end of satisfaction and inquiry. What's the time?
9:40.
9:40.
9:40.
40. 14.
40.
40. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Nidai Gaur Hari, Gaur Nidai Gaur.
That is
to try to seek his advice. To seek his advice. Tame vasa sadbu bhavino bhavat. By all methods, try to inquire him. Mm-hmm. He is in within. Once, when I had some first impression, a spiritual impression, then I had one educated cousin, an advocate. He wanted to discourage me from this path, and he told, quoting a lecture from an erudite scholar of the Brahma school, that if there is any God, he is so far, far, far away. There is such a star whose light has not yet touched this earth, and the speed of light is such. And still there is a star whose light has not reached this earth. The infinite is so great, and if he is any creator of that infinite world, he is so, so far, it is almost impossible for us to connect with him. He wanted to discourage me from this path, my learned advocate, cousin. But I had some sort of experience, because I was always in that mood of God conception. I at once put this answer, can you show a place where he is not present? He stopped. He is everywhere. Yes, the infinite is so great, and he is everywhere, but he is everywhere. Tadure tadantike. He is in the distance of the distance, but nearest of the nearest is he. He is a dead star. And here, I am told, can you show, can you such a place where he is not existing? He is existing everywhere, and it can't be denied. So, tameva saranam gaccha sarva bhavina bharata. If we sincerely seek after him, then he is always very eager to meet with us. Only attempt, sincere attempt from our side is necessary to seek his guidance. Where are you, my Lord? I can't stay without your company. Please give me chance to understand you, to have a look at you. Anyhow, I want your guidance. In this way we can pray fervently. We can try in a raw way. And then we'll be able, when connected with Guru, then we'll try to find that he has come to me through this agent, and he will talk with me through this agent. Acharyam mang vijaniyat. If the transaction is a right, lawful transaction, then if my quest is sincere, his coming nearer to me is also be true. And when that connection is there, then we have to try to look that his voice to me is coming through that agent, in whose figure he has accepted me. Ajarjong mang vijaniyat. He is everywhere. So, especially he is there where he has selected me as his special considerable devotee. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur. Sarnam gaccha sarva bhavena bharata tat prasadat parang shantim sthanam ki prasati shashvatam. He would get in no time he would get a conception of the eternal brain sthanam shashvata. He would be introduced with the eternal aspect of the world. He will be saved from the relativity of this mundane, flickering, changing aspect of the world, apparent, sham aspect of the world. He will rise in connection of an eternal, all-pervading and all-blissful with come in touch with your heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Nidai Gaur Hare, Gaur. Janglavda chamarangla bhang mannati nadhikam tata jasmin stitu na dukkhe na guru napi vijalate. If we come, slight connection with him once, then this impression we will receive there from, that there cannot be any gain better than this. Chaparam labham manyati nadhikam. No greater conception of gain can be existent here than this. This sort of direct understanding we shall get from there. And if I can maintain my connection with this wonderful thing, no trouble losing anything and everything will be able to pain me. If all things at present that seem to be indispensable for me, they are left, I want to be loser. And this will remind me of such hope. If everything goes away from me, I want to be loser if I can keep my connection with this thing. The positive proof we shall get by his direct connection. This sort of assurance we shall get there. That all may abandon me, but I won't be loser if I get my connection with this friendly thing. And this is the highest achievement of my life. This sort of conviction experience we shall have if we can come in a slight connection of him. The guarantee is there with that connection. Gaur Hari Bo, Jasmin Gati, Sabhujan Vigyatam Hoti, Jasmin Prapti, Sab. If we have him, we have everything. Have him, and you have had everything.
There are the great men, They have told that the Krishna Prem, Vrindavan Lila, Gopi Prem, etc. are harmful for the society. Then how you
harmful? Harmful for the Lord. You misunderstand that and they go to imitate that. That's this ghee, the rich dish, it is helpful to a healthy man, but a diseased person, that rich food will be kill him. So, it is mentioned in Bhagavatam that if one is not Shiva, he goes to drink poison, he is sure to die. So, one who is not master of his own self, one who is not a bona fide seeker after truth, he, if he comes to imitate all these matters physically in the mental plane, he is sure to die. He will be destroyed. Arudru abhijam visham. Naitat samachare jyatu manasabhi janishara. Even not mentally, one should try to cultivate about these supreme pastimes of Krishna with the gopis. Even mentally he must not do, indulge in enjoying. If he does it, he will surely have to die. Just as if not Shiva, not in the status of Shiva, if he drinks poison, he will surely die. So also, these three qualifications are necessary to come in connection with the Vikriritam Vajavadhu Viridant Sadhanitu, first faith. What is the definition of the faith? Krishna bhakti kaile, if I do my duty to Krishna, everything is done. Such sadha, everything is bad, only Krishna is good, and his paraphernalia. Sadhanitu, anusraniyat, he must learn it from a proper source, not empirically, as in the ascending method, he will go to capture the possibility of misunderstanding wholesale. Anusraniyat. Sraddhanito, first qualification is Sraddha. Our duty to Krishna is the most comprehensive and eliminates everything, every shades of duty. Anusraniyat must have connecting line in a bona fide source, in a bona fide way, anusraniyat, atha vadmai ja. And then he will chant about the, he will connect with these things, ja. Anusraniyat atha vadmai ja. Bhakti padang bhagavati patilabha kamam hidrogam asu abhujinati achirina dhira. And he must be on the status of dhira, that is, master of his own senses. Dhira means jitendriya, who is not a prey to his sense pleasure. That qualification he must have. So three qualifications if present, then he will come to have connection with this desired high end of life. Independent of sense pleasure, and must have a good guide, a genuine guide, and he will the general faith that he, I am meant for Krishna and all else is false. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Went back.
No, I'm still here.
felt discouraged. save yourself and save others. That should be the message. Self-forgetfulness is another thing. Self-sacrifice and self-forgetfulness. What is the difference between? The Christian scholars, they tell, Socrates' case is a case of self-sacrifice, and that of Christ is self-forgetfulness. Self-sacrifice. Both have almost reference to the environment. Self-sacrifice, not single, sacrifice for something. Relative term, sacrifice. Sacrifice for which? And self-forgetfulness, also something like that, for others' cause. To forgive oneself for others, for the interest of others. They say that self-forgetfulness is higher than self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice may end in Mayavada also, to enter into Brahma. Visati tadanantaram. But Gita has given the positive meaning, Visati tadanantaram, that in me, from the misconceived world, the enters into the properly conceived world. Vishati tadanantaram. From self-consideration to centered consideration. Centered consideration is called as tat. And self-consideration, that is maya, misunderstanding, self-interest, provincial. Atyendriya priti vansha tare bhave kaam. Krishnendriya priti vansha dhare premona. Kaam prem apodre. Just opposite. Krishna kaam. Center is not a conception of mere abstraction, that is also positive. What is in the effect, that must be in the cause. The effect, this is perverted reflection, not proper reflection, not even shadow. Reflection is lower than shadow. Shadow has come direct connection, but this